as we dive into what is now, I've just been told we've got a new name for the podcast. So here we go. This is a special edition of the Zimbali Lakes podcast, Unplugged with Zimbali Lakes. Or Zimbali Lakes Unplugged? I wonder which one of those two. I mean, let's ask the VP, Neil. Which one grabs you?
Zimbali Lakes Unplugged.
Yeah,
I think that's the way to go.
Oh, I like it.
You like
Unplugged
that?
With Zimbali Lakes, because otherwise it sounds like you unplugged.
We don't want that.
I'm just trying to make conversation, just trying to get this thing roll. Because I'm sitting in the middle here. I'm not going to show you my sign for sitting in the middle.
Yeah, no.
That would be rude.
Oh, we're in trouble. We're in trouble here.
We're in trouble. Okay. We've got, you can always edit that.
We've got all the cooks in the kitchen here. We've got...
chefs.
Well,
cooks. Show a bit of respect. The chefs here, not cooks.
Chefs. We've got the heads. We've got, as I said, Neil Cocker, VP Operations. We've got Dave McGregor, heading up sales and marketing, and golf director, Dennis Rosley, rounding out the bench. And it's a full bench.
It's a bomb squad.
It's the bomb squad.
It's a bomb squad, for sure.
But hey, listen, it's all guns blazing by the sounds of things. The Zimbali Lakes dream isn't really a dream anymore. It's a reality. And we've been talking about it over the course of several episodes, getting to grips with just how real it is right now. And obviously, there's still more coming. There's still more emerging out of the ground, and still stuff that we can't really even touch on right now because it's so exciting and so under wraps that we can only tease little details out of you guys. But where we are right now, as we head into summer, and with the big Imagine Summer campaign spinning, Neil, it must be a very exciting chair to be sitting in as VP Operations at this point in the Zimbali Lakes story.
Yeah, Mike, it is super exciting because I think you hit the nail on the head there. You said it's a reality. You know, developments come out of the ground and they talk about, we're going to do this and we're going to do this and we might do this and, you know, you might see this in the future. I think anybody who comes to Zimbali Lakes right now is in for an absolute, you know, a mind-blowing session, because there are trucks running, there are bulldozers pushing sand. We are moving thousands of cubes of sand. We are building lakes. And the golf course is trading, up and running, you know, only get positive response about the golf course. You know, one day it's perfect sunshine and no wind and it's amazing. The next day the wind's blowing and it's a completely different course. So I think, you know, it's a reality. Things, we're not just talking about what we're going to do, we're doing it. And I think that's what people must come to site and see. People must come and have a look through the boom. You know, once you get through the gates, behind, you know, the bit that you can see from the N4 and the N2, you know, getting actually behind the gate and seeing what is here, anybody's first impression is a wow factor. And that's the exciting part about this estate.
And then all Dave has to do is just reel in a little bit. Oh, here we go. Bombs away. Dave, bomb squad.
Dave can sell ice to an Eskimo. So
I always say it's our pop-up here. So you remember as a kid we used to have those pop-up books. You open the book and trees and the animals all pop up. And now, actually, I say that to our buyers. I say, you come and have a look at Zimbali Lakes, what's happening in the valleys and all over, and you can see things. Homes are popping up. The clubhouse is popping up. The maintenance facility is popping up. Everything is there. In 2026, there's so many plans that have been approved and in work, in progress, you're going to just see this place take off. I always said it's a big, clean canvas that we can paint any color on. Well, I can tell you something, that picture's developing quite nicely now.
Changing all the time.
Fantastic.
Okay. And right
now, it's being upgraded all the time.
That's the thing. But there's a quite a dominant color in the painting at this moment, and it's green because the course is looking fantastic, and that's got to be one of the greatest ways to get feet through the door, is to get people onto the course, get them immersed in the environment. Wouldn't you agree, Dennis?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, it's probably our biggest selling tool at the moment is the golf course. And I mean, we always work hand in hand to get people on the golf course and get the sales agents involved in selling property. I think it's definitely the best way to show what we've made of on this estate.
And the fact that that the Ernie Els brand is so prominently now associated with the Zimbali Lakes offering, and the fact that you've got the signature course and all of the other Ernie Els add-ons that I think probably a lot of folks don't know about.
Dave refers to it as Ernie dust. It sort of like comes and sprinkles his magic Ernie dust. But I mean, if you look at it, he's a great ambassador. We can't fault that. I mean, he's world renowned. He's such a nice guy as well, which makes it even better. But like, if you take the Ernie L Suites, for example, which is a whole new venture, you know, we're trying new things in the estate. You know, we're hitting price points which have never been hit on the North Coast before. And the Ernie L Suites is an example. I mean, it was aimed at sort of like the golf market, the EPJ people coming into, you know, to learn to play golf, or, you know, all these things are happening. And we're sitting at like 90% sold out now.
Yeah, so less than a year.
95% sold out, something like that. You know, that's the power of the brand, I think. And, you know, the clubhouse coming out of the ground, it's not just a clubhouse, it's the Big Easy restaurants and grills. So, I mean, it's another part of his legacy, you know, within the confines of the estate. It's exciting.
Really
got
exciting.
A new throwaway line. Okay. It's Ernie or else.
that's a keeper. That's a real zinger, Dave. Well, no short supply. Hey? But now you're of the bomb squad bench here. Correct me if
don't
I'm wrong.
Call me Oka.
I wouldn't dare. You probably have the longest association with Zimbali Lakes.
Why don't you just say I'm the eldest? Come on. I mean, I've got grey hair.
Longest serving founding member. There you go.
Yeah.
But you've now, from when you first jumped on board the ship to where you are now, and the team that you've got around you, it must be really thrilling to be at this moment in the story with the team that you've got alongside you, knowing that you've got an A-list heads of department, and the fact that everyone is fired up and passionate about their particular focus point, but also the vision as a whole, right?
Well, you know, the big thing is that if you take 5 years ago, this was like sugarcane fields, and we were selling the vision, and sometimes you'd go out there and the guy would say, well, where's the stand that you want to sell me? You kind of like put your hand out and you say, it's over there. So your hand would roughly, you know, and people trusted, they bought on that over there. And now when you look at it and you think, jeepers, that was only 5 years ago. You're driving around getting stuck in the mud in amongst all the sugar cane and you're trying to sell property. And I must admit, those visionaries came. They bought and they actually trusted. And when you look at what's being delivered today, we have over-delivered and under-promised, that is for sure. And I think the big thing is that we keep adding value so that nobody, when they bought originally, knew that this was going to be an Ernie signature course. Now that we've added that, they're all saying, well, you know, you just keep on adding convenience and adding value to our investments. And I think for me personally, and I think for the team, that's really gratifying.
And there are so many facets to the value that's been added. Neil, now VP of operations, originally you came in to bring the retail dream to fruition. And wow, from what I've seen, that is going to be something to experience. And the reality that is emerging in that retail dream is definitely going to, I think, become quite a landmark on the North Coast.
I think so as well. You know, it's the whole area is developing. Let's not, you know, we've been here a long time in Ballito. And what I moved to Ballito 25 years ago was not what Ballito is today. And even though we've got some great shopping centers and shopping offerings within the greater Ballito area, what we're building will complement what's coming as well. You know, the junctions and the lifestyles, you know, they're established. They're great places to shop. But when we finish building what we build, I mean, we've got, you know, 3,500 houses coming. You work that into, you know, 3.4 people per household, whatever it is. You're talking about another 9,000-10,000 people coming to our estate. That's not including Zimbali, not including Westbrook and the surrounding area. So, you know, what we're building is to complement what's already here. You know, it's a couple of years away. If we built it tomorrow, it's probably a little bit too soon. But 2-3 years down the line, when more people are living here, it's going to be perfect. And we've got something that nobody else has got as well. We've got restaurants with amazing sea views. You know, there are a couple on the beachfront of Ballito. But our restaurant, that we've actually got probably got the best piece of land in the whole estate for the shopping center. and it looks down over Lake One, and it looks over the estuary, and it looks out to the ocean. So we've got about 6 or 8 restaurants coming on board, and they will have these amazing views and amazing, you know, visual offerings to enhance the whole experience. You know, it's anchored by the right anchors. You know, we're not taking on what's already here. We're adding to what's already here, and it's going to service the needs of the estates and the surrounding area. So, yeah, we're excited about it. And say it's end of 2027 is the planned sort of timeline. So it's a couple of years away still, but that sort of like works with the big picture.
You know what? Your blinking will be there.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
If you look at how quickly this estate has come from drawing on paper to real, you know, bricks and mortar rising out of the ground, and a course that you can play, and by all accounts, golfers who have had the privilege of playing the Zimbali Lakes Ernie Els signature course have only rave reviews. Tinus, right now, your estimation of the golfing capability of the team on the couch.
This is going to get nasty.
You don't have to be a golfer to enjoy the Zimbali Lakes lifestyle.
My experience is bring a few spare balls.
Yeah. 4 days of diamond fun. Eh?
Get out of my diamond fun. I play the radio and play the fool. I'm learning to play golf. Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, like I said earlier, it's such a fun golf course to play, and this is the place to be. Definitely.
Yeah, and a chance for you to really get up close to what it's all about. The Zimbali Lakes vision, the dream. You can imagine it right now, but you could experience it. And if you are coming down to the KZN North Coast, maybe on holiday, or if you're already here and have yet to really walk the green and experience what Zimbali Lakes is all about. Imagine possibility. Imagine home. This summer, imagine it all at Zimbali Lakes. And if you're close to your computer, close to your smartphone, well, all you have to do is head on over to the website, zimbalilakes.co.za, or you could pop a little message to the WhatsApp line, 087-095-2742, and book a chance to get taken around. And you never know, you might bump into one of these gentlemen on site.
You'll be there. And bring a costume. You've got a CEO we can swim in.
This is the thing. I'm looking forward to having a few more of these unplugged conversations. Zimbali Lakes Unplugged. I like that. It's got a good ring to it. What is it? No, Unplugged.
Unplugged Zimbali Lakes. Unplugged sounds all right. Okay. I'll go with the majority.
Well, there's definitely lots of stories still to be told. And I think Dave needs his own sort of mini podcasts, just with zingers, wingers, one-liners.
Now listen, one parting shot, because I can't help myself. I mean, you know, when you go online, you got add to cart. Well, yeah, with Neil Shopping Center, you just go in your golf cart, add to cart. You go in your golf cart. You don't even have to have a car. You just pop down there, add to cart. You've got the restaurants. You've got all everything on your fingertips.
And if you ever see a golf cart being driven like a rally car, you know that's Dave behind the wheel.
Not me.
Imagine Zimbali Lakes. Gentlemen, thank you for your time, and looking forward to the next one real soon.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thank you.